USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Police on the Hawaiian island of Maui bracing for what could be a devastating death toll as more than 1,000 people are still missing. Search and rescue teams digging through the ash and rubble of what was the town of Lahaina. At least 111 people confirmed dead. 1,300 are missing. Meanwhile, the top Maui emergency management official, who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned, effective immediately. Herman Andea's resignation came one day after he defended his decision to not activate those sirens. President Trump dismissing his indictment in Georgia as a witch hunt.
Trump's attorneys recommended the trial start in April of 2026, which is over 2 years longer than the original date prosecutors are seeking. The election interference case is one of four criminal cases Trump's now dealing with, and one of two taking place at the federal level. Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team requested jury selection take place by December, with the trial starting January 2nd. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Meanwhile, former Attorney General Bill Barr rejecting the argument that it's unfair to try Donald Trump in court while he's running for president. Defenders of the former president say the proposed trial dates for Trump's January 6th related federal case and for the most recent Georgia case would conflict with the 2024 GOP nomination schedule. Barr rejected that argument and said, "You don't get immunity for 2 years just by saying you're a candidate." President Biden will meet today at Camp David with leaders from Japan and South Korea. White House officials say both countries and the U.S. will make a pledge at that summit to consult each other in moments of crisis. This is USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Bots are apparently better at solving CAPTCHA tests than humans, the puzzles that require a person to pick certain images before accessing a website are supposedly a method to prove a user is really a human. A study out of the University of California, Irvine, pitted people against bots specifically programmed to solve CAPTCHA tests. And it turns out the bots came out on top. Bring on the sizzle. Bree Tennis has more.
Their name translates to sash, as in the strips resemble that, and we've been eating them since the 1930s, although their name didn't come along until about 1969. They're decidedly Tex-Mex from Southwest Texas, grilled meat with onion and peppers. It's a very simple dish served on a sizzling skillet, originally made with beef, now chicken, pork, even tofu. Taste Atlas says San Antonio eats the most fajitas, followed by San Diego, Sacramento, and Phoenix.
The Writers Guild of America still in discussions with Hollywood studios. Yesterday, the WGA met with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to continue negotiations toward ending the writer's strike, which has been going on now for over 100 days. The CEOs of several major studios are also expected to host a meeting later today to discuss the next moves they think they should take. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.